It's the Disrespectful Lady Show, and I'm your host, Dr. J. Why go on? Hey, how you doing? Well, really, I go on, you know. Well, I hope you're doing okay. I hope you are taking it easy. I hope you are living life, doing what you need to do, survive. I do. All right. So, I want to ask you all a question. Male or female? Can you cross your legs? Can you? Can you cross your leg? Hey. Well, I used to be able to cross my legs. I did. There was a point in time in my life. I was cute. I would sit down and I would cross my leg. And what happened was I saw this woman sitting in the park, and she was sitting there looking real smooth and suave, and she had her legs crossed. And this woman is actually a homeless lady that resides at the park. But as she sat in her comfort of her home in the park, she crossed her leg. And it was just indicative of many things for me in that moment, because I looked at her and I was like, dang, I don't think I can even cross my legs no more. And that's indicative of many things that's going on. You know? Can you cross your legs? Can you bend down to tie your shoes? Can you bend down to pick up something without being out of breath? The struggle is real. And it just kind of creeps up on you. It just kind of crept up on me. Where I used to be able to just tie my laces. Even just being able to put on my shoe without having to throw them to the side and step into them. If you know what I mean, if you know, you know. And if you don't know, you give thanks. And continue what you're doing. Stay active, move around. Bend down, touch your toes. These things are important. Run up the stairs. I realized that I just have to cut something out. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's just no getting around it. I gotta cut something out. So instead of eggs and bacon for breakfast, I gotta cut the turkey bacon out. Because that's all I eat. I've cut the bread out. I've cut the pancakes out. I've cut the biscuits, the croissants. I've cut the bagels. I've given up the carb. So if you haven't given up the carb for breakfast, give up the carb. And then you may have to give up the meat, okay? Soon I may have to give up the egg. And just drink tea and water. Maybe a little good green juice, but you gotta give up something. At least I have to give up something in order for me to see some kind of results. During lunchtime, I got to give up the rice. I had to give up the pasta, the potato, the yam, the cassava, the banana, the plantain. Good God. I just got to give up one of those things and just eat the chicken with the broccoli, or eat the chicken and the cabbage, or eat the string beans and the shrimp. And just, you gotta cut something out. It's just what has to be done in order for us to get to where we want to go. to the next level. Like, I want to be able to tie my laces, people. I want to be able to cross my legs. I want to be able to walk up the stairs. Like, and run back down, like, not ta, ta, ta. It's just not where it's at. So, I'm on my journey, you know. May is the Taurus month. I want to look good. I want to feel good. So I'm pushing hard. We're already in the 7th day of April. It's like April is already here. It's upon us. It's crazy. 7th, 8th day, 9th day. What day are we on? 7th day. It doesn't matter. It's just we're already in April. And I'm supposed to be looking hot for the Taurus season. Oh, yeah. Gotta give up something. Gotta give up. Gotta give up. Something to get something. That's what life is. You know what I mean? You gotta give to get. This is what it is in life. Everything in life, you gotta give to get. You want, you gotta give. Some people think that by holding on to their money, somehow they're gonna make more money. No, you have to spend it. You know, scare money makes no money. You wanna invest. You gotta put in the money in order for you to get the reward. If you're not investing, you're not gonna get, you know? So it's the investment in our body. Here I am, y'all. Here I am. It's the Disrespectful Lady Show. And I gotta do better. I want to cross my legs, people. I want to cross my legs. So join me on the journey to cross our legs. Right? And tie our shoelaces and bend down and pick up whatever may fall. Like, something drops. And it's like, whoa, it's the end of the world. Oh, what am I supposed to do? How am I going to? You look at it. You got to ask yourself, too. It's like, do I really need that? Do I even want that? Then you can decide if you want to go down to pick it up. That's how real the journey is. But thank you for joining me on this journey. Thank you for being on the ride. I appreciate you. Every download means so much to me. Share with a friend. Tell someone to listen to the Disrespectful Lady Show. Tune in. It's a sharing platform. Let's share. Let me know what you're going through, your struggles. We can work together and struggle together. It's the Disrespectful Lady Show. I'm your host, Dr. J. Drink your water. Suck in your belly. Mind your business. Let's keep it simple. Let's really keep life simple.